From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi praised the joint battle their countries are waging against the Islamic State as they held their first in-person talks at the White House.
Our main thrust is we have to get rid of ISIS. We're going to get rid of ISIS. It will happen. It's happening right now. A lot of things are different than they were even 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Iraqi Prime Minister al-Abadi cited the battle to retake Mosul as progress in the fight against the Islamic State militants.
We have gone a long way since 2 years ago. Nobody had imagined, even when I was here last year, that we'll be in Mosul today. And we have liberated the majority of Nineveh and majority of Mosul. And now the advance that our security forces has made is very courageous.
The Iraqi leader's first meeting with Trump comes as the U.S. administration prepares for a 68-nation meeting later this week of the global coalition working to defeat the Islamic State. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing Monday evening that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as their hold on Mosul weakens. The militant group has suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory they once held in the country. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. On Tuesday, passengers flying on about a dozen Middle Eastern and North African airlines will be banned from bringing laptops and other large electronics into the cabin of direct flights to the United States. A former security official at an Israeli airport had this reaction to the U.S. ban.
From my experience, the presidential decision was taken regarding intelligence information that he was given by the authorities, whether it's the FBI or the TSA, because otherwise I can't see any reasonable reason why such an act will be taken by the American president.
The ban does not apply to cell phones or medical devices, but does include laptops, tablets, electronic games, and cameras. The reason for the ban was not immediately clear, and the U.S. is so far not commenting on that ban. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, confirmed to a congressional panel Monday that his agency is looking into allegations of Russian efforts to influence last year's U.S. election.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Comey also said he had no information that support Mr. Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his New York headquarters. The National Security Agency chief testified his agency reached the same conclusion as the FBI. U.S. investigators are looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to defeat Trump's rival Hillary Clinton. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
Following this testimony, it's clear that nothing has changed. Senior Obama intelligence officials have gone on record to confirm that there is no evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion.
Spicer also said Mr. Trump is not withdrawing his wiretapping allegation, saying the investigation continues. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her government will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, formally signaling the country's intention to leave the European Union on March 29th. Breakup began with a referendum last June in which British voters chose to leave the EU. However, Scotland is considering a second independence referendum to remain in the European Union. The first one failed in 2014. And ousted South Korean leader Park Geun-hye underwent questioning in a corruption scandal that forced her from office earlier this month. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.